How many of you seen the Chevrolet truck commercial where the Chevrolet trucks are like coming up out of the floor, and you got this guy with a beard, you know, standing there with a clipboard, and he's, you know, talking to them, and they're going, wow, look at all the Chevrolet trucks coming up out of the floor. They've made like 100 of these commercials. In each and every single one of those commercials, about 2 seconds in, there's a white background with black lettering that says, real people, not actors. Real people, not something less than that. That pissed me off. Get all heavy, I don't mean to bring it down, but I ain't ever never drove no Chevy, ain't about to drive one now. You see, I've been mistreated, someone's done me wrong, my self-esteem so low, my very existence is all but gone. What might you ask is the contributing factor? Real people, not actors. I don't want to hear how the world works, 'cause I know how to make a buck. There just ain't no excusing your reason for using artistic discrimination to sell a truck. Don't worry, I ain't into vengeance. I ain't out for blood. God, what I give to be able to go up to my local Chevy dealer and just knee him in the nuts. My raison d'etre, my main benefactor, real people, not actors. Lifelong entertainer with a lawyer on retainer. It's top of my list, little cease and desist, which he said is a legally binding no-brainer. just like Max was a factor. John Deere's a tractor. That bearded little cat who's in every single ad. Guess what? He's an actor. It's your daily defamation of your relentless, redundant refrain, aired all across the nation. My little televised ball and chain. See, I've led many an expedition to the heart of the human condition. Last I knew, I was as real as you. So stick that up your ignition. Forgiveness comes easy once you even the score. So from now on, Chevy, you can kiss my Ford. Yeah.